Wikipedia editors protect Antifa by censoring Andy NGO assault, ICE attack. By T.D. Adler on July 18, 2019. Following the Antifa assault on Quillette journalist Andy NGO in Portland and a terrorist attack on a Tacoma ICE facility, Wikipedia editors added these incidents to the Wikipedia page on Antifa. But left-wing editors removed them in just the latest case of Wikipedia editors protecting Antifa. Several editors, including an open Antifa supporter, subsequently made mocking comments about NGO and one praised the attack on ICE. Another violent incident reported in Newsweek last year was removed with some questioning Newsweek's reliability. Wikipedia editors have also sought to remove mention of the FBI categorizing Antifa as engaged in terrorist activity. Some administrators, who hold more power on the site than regular editors, have intervened in the dispute to sanction Antifa critics. Quillette editor and journalist Andy NGO was attacked by Antifa activists in Portland, Oregon, at the end of June. The attackers sprayed NGO with silly string, punched him repeatedly in the face, and threw a milkshake at him. The latter an increasingly popular form of assault being used by radical leftists against those they perceive as far-right figures. NGO was subsequently hospitalized for a brain hemorrhage resulting from the assault. He was one of several attacked that day by members of the far-left movement, who were targeting a protest by the Proud Boys. Wikipedia editor Wumbelo sought to update the Wikipedia article on Antifa to mention the assault. He then fought with other editors over a specific claim from Portland police that the milkshakes Antifa were throwing at people contained quick-drying cement, which could cause corrosive damage to the skin. All mention of the NGO assault was subsequently removed by editor Carp Trash, whose profile page includes multiple images of himself in an anarchist shirt, one time while brandishing a blunt instrument. When the inclusion of the incident was brought to the discussion page of the article, several editors objected to mentioning NGO's assault in the article, with one claiming it wasn't clearly tied to Antifa. Editor Grayfell stated such protests had become routine and argued there was no evidence the assault on NGO was significant enough to mention. Grayfell has been a regular contributor to the Antifa article, removing mentions of violence from the page since right after it was created. In a discussion on the cement milkshake allegations, Simicaria at one point dismissed the claims by mockingly stating, "I can link to blue check marks saying that the white particles on poor Andy's face are nothing but coconut shaves." Self-proclaimed socialist editor Simon223 also derisively commented on NGO, falsely attributing the cement claims to him, and stated it was nonsensical chatter from a blogger who got upset he got ID'd for his contributions to a racist blog. Battles over NGO's assault moved to the articles on NGO and milkshaking as well. Editor Wumbelo feuded with other editors over issues such as them calling the Portland Police Department's cement milkshake allegation a hoax and repeatedly trying to change the description of NGO's attackers to anti-fascist rather than Antifa or remove mention of the group altogether. Wumbelo was subsequently reported for his edits about NGO's assault, and these edits cited to justify banning him from making any edits related to NGO. The attack on a Tacoma, Washington, ICE detention facility by self-identified Antifa terrorist Willem Vance Bronson prompted a similar response from editors. When an editor attempted to mention the attack, editors undid the edit, claiming Antifa was not mentioned as the article specifically called him an anti-fascist instead, and editors also suggested his self-identification as Antifa was not sufficient. Doug Weller, a former member of the site's arbitration committee often likened to a Supreme Court, argued the attack was not important in relation to Antifa. Weller has regularly defended Antifa from criticism on the article's discussion page. Socialist editor Simon223 did support mentioning the incident, but argued Bronson should be presented as merely claiming to be Antifa, though stating he had Antifa contacts who confirmed Bronson was one of ours. While arguing for this neutral representation, Simon223 praised Bronson's actions as meritorious and described him as trying to liberate a concentration camp, echoing Democratic attacks on immigration detention facilities. Responding to the discussion, editor Sachin Alia Zero accused editors of whitewashing left-wing terrorism and called them a disgrace, which prompted Simon223 to reprimand him for incivility. Saturnalia Zero had previously backed away from political articles over fights about Antifa. Many Wikipedia editors protecting Antifa including Weller and Tsumagiriya, have edited articles about Antifa opponents, such as the Proud Boys. Contrasted with their objections to well-sourced descriptions of Antifa as a violent far-left group, they repeatedly sought to label the Proud Boys as neo-fascists based mainly off one Democrat's characterization and claim the group promotes political violence, citing their statements about defending themselves from Antifa. These editors also characterized free speech social media site Gab as far-right and anti-Semitic and pushed bogus conspiracy theories, claiming the DHS and Sarah Palin referenced the 14 words white nationalist slogan. Such bias is consistent with Wikipedia's general left-wing bias, including listing Trump as an advocate of neo-Nazi conspiracy theories, defending the anti-white bigotry of New York Times editor Sarah Jiang, and misrepresenting the results of the Russia investigation. The site's owners have still faced a backlash against efforts to achieve an even more progressive diversity agenda. Despite the continuing controversy, the online encyclopedia remains widely relied on by big tech. Disclosure: the author has been involved in disputes with several of the parties mentioned in the article. T.D. Adler edited Wikipedia as the devil's advocate. He was banned after privately reporting conflict of interest editing by one of the site's administrators. Due to previous witch hunts led by mainstream Wikipedians against their critics, Adler writes under an alias,